On this morning's broadcast, we're excited to begin the first of an ongoing new segment here on The Opening Bell as part of our new partnership with Associated Bank, the official sponsor of The Opening Bell. Associated has gathered a group of local thought leaders. We'll feature in weekly thought leader conversations about the markets, commodities, innovation, commercial real estate, many other topics as well. The team of thought leaders has 170 years of experience under its collective belt. So we're happy to draw on all of that, and we hope it will further enhance the broadcast that we bring you every day. We begin today with Breck Hansen. He's the Executive Vice President, Vice Chairman, Chicago Market President of Associated Bank. He joined Associated Bank in 2010, but has a lot of experience before that. Breck, thank you. Good to have you aboard. Good to have you here this morning. The idea of thought leader conversation is one that we here on The Opening Bell absolutely love, because we consider our mission every morning to make people think about the life of business, the business of life, as our slogan says. So we're happy to have you aboard. Welcome to WGN and The Opening Bell.
Well, let me start first by saying we look at it as a privilege to be a new partner of WGN and look forward to a long-term relationship.
Because when you think of thought leaders, you think of people who have the experience, they have the know-how, they have the knowledge, they have the roots. And all of these things are true with Associated Bank, with you and the other thought leaders that we'll have on in a series of interviews that we'll do on a regular basis here. Those are all important things. When people know what's going on, there's that knowledge that they can share with others to help them get through their day, whether it be in finances or any part of life, right?
Associated's been in the Chicago market, as an example, since 1987. And we are in the market day to day, and I hope that through this relationship and our conversations, you know, we can share a few pearls now and then.
The experience part of that, since 1987, if you think about it, that's quite a while. How much does history, what has happened in the past, affect what's happening now and in the future in your experience?
Well, when you ask that question, Steve, what comes to mind is a lot of the players in the city are constant. And as much as the city changes, it doesn't change. Yeah. It's the same. I mean, the central business district may be shifting a little bit, but that experience in knowing how to get things done has been important to us as it is to others.
And when you say the players don't change, we hear in this political season about change and how they want, voters want to see change. They want fresh faces in. That's not necessarily translatable into this industry that we're talking about, making money, buying real estate, all of the things that our thought leaders will talk about, including you. You kind of want to have people with experience there, right?
Well, you not only want to have people with experience. When you use the word change, probably the biggest change in our industry has been regulation. And when you deal with regulators, when you deal with the government, as important as it is in dealing with the client base, the government likes to see experience, gray hair, people that have been there, people that have made mistakes, people that have learned from those mistakes.
And banking, we talk about banking. This is more, it's more than banking, right? I mean, because you're really part of the community. As we will learn as we move along with our relationship, the thought leaders that will come in have expertise in almost every aspect of our financial daily lives.
It's a lot more than banking. I mean, and when you're a regional bank and a middle market bank like Associated, it's changing people's lifestyles. It's giving people's opportunity to be entrepreneurial and do what they want to do. And there's no question that being part of the fiber of the community, politically sometimes, certainly philanthropically, is what we're about.
Breck Hansen, Associated Bank, hang on here because we're going to make people think as our conversation continues with our thought leader discussion this morning.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, encouraging news about the economy inspired U.S. investors on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 113 points to 18,281. The S&P 500 picked up 9. The NASDAQ Composite gained 26 points. Hurricane Matthew is causing trouble for travelers all over the East Coast. Airlines are preparing to cancel flights from Florida through the Carolinas as the storm picks up strength in the Caribbean. The worst of the weather is expected this afternoon through tomorrow. More bad news for Samsung. A Southwest Airlines flight was evacuated yesterday after a Samsung phone filled the cabin with smoke as the Boeing 737 was preparing to push back from the gate at Louisville. The damage to the phone was so severe that the exact model couldn't be identified. Walmart has increased its stake in JD.com, which is China's number two e-commerce site. The U.S. retailer is trying to boost its presence in China, which has proven to be lucrative, but also proven to be challenging for U.S. companies. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. It is 522 here on The Opening Bell, and we continue with our first thought leader conversation today. Associated Bank's Breck Hansen is with us today. Breck specializes in commercial real estate. Not only is he a vice president of the bank, but this is his expertise. And Breck, I think as we have been talking recently here on the program about retail's going through this metamorphosis, brick and mortar's going away, and it makes us wonder what is happening with commercial real estate. Is it being impacted negatively?
Well, there's no question that the retail sector of commercial real estate has changed, and that's not a thought leader topic. I mean, that's just a fact. E-commerce, Amazon comes to mind. I mean, if you look at the I-55 corridor right now and drive down, that runs from here to St. Louis, there are three major close to million square foot just Amazon distribution centers. And that's become a big part of how people do their retail sales. The large regional shopping center, some are being redeveloped, but very rarely do we see new ones as the financing entity. And most of the retail we see now is our small retail, what the industry calls infill, in the city and in some of the suburbs. People still want to touch and see, but clearly it's changed.
I want to get into the infill thing in a moment, but first I want to go back to the notion of where the future is moving with this. You talked about Amazon. Walmart has just bought a stake in Jet, I believe is the name of the company. So there's this notion, and experts say that where we're headed is a mix of e-commerce and brick and mortar. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, no question.
So how will that translate into the real estate market, though?
Well, first of all, you're not going to have nearly the retail large developments, I think, that you've had historically. The other thing that is interesting is a lot of these centers are now anchored by entertainment and restaurant tenants, which historically in the real estate business was a no-no because of the mortality rate of restaurants. But we see, and as you see, that even some of the old centers on the outskirts have a number of restaurant concepts that continue or turn over, and that's what retail has become.
The impact of, let's say, on a Woodfield Mall of losing an anchor, I would imagine that would be tremendous, right?
Well, it's interesting how you look at a Woodfield Mall that's gone through losing a number of anchors, and the surrounding centers that have been through numbers of bankruptcies. I don't know the financial condition of a Woodfield Mall, which was a center of commerce and retail for many years, but it can't help but be hurting because of what's happened.
And so where do you see things shaking out, perhaps? When you say infill, let's go back to that infill idea. First of all, maybe you could explain what infill is a little bit more and how that is going to become part of the future of the landscape.
Well, what's happened is, and it's no secret, that a lot of suburban people have moved into urban settings, and a lot of suburbs have started to build multifamily or apartments in their downtown areas. Certainly in the city of Chicago, the apartment has become, if not the way to live, one of the major ways to live. And with that comes a need to walk, not get out in traffic, and shop. And those infill sites are sites that are in heavily populated areas that people don't have to drive to and can easily access.
Is the city of Chicago having the same problems as some of the rural areas, the smaller cities around the suburban areas that are losing these bigger Walmarts and Best Buys and Sears and other places that are closing? Or is there a demand? Is the demand growing in the city?
I think if you look at Chicago and how the retail landscape has changed, the rents on Michigan Avenue are as high as ever. I noticed last night that Under Armour has taken over the old Eddie Bauer store. Okay, well, that's just progress in terms of where people are going and what kind of things people want to buy in this market. But I think the city of Chicago and the suspect areas are probably as strong as ever.
And we see that getting signs that it is going to get even stronger because you have McDonald's who's coming down to the city. Motorola's moving back to the city.
United Airlines recently moved to the city.
So we've got all these wonderful corporations who are here that are putting their roots even further into the city because they say the millennial generation, that younger, smarter generation, the available generation, that's who they want to be their future, so they have to go where they're living. Is that how does that translate
well,
to commercialism?
That's true, and don't forget about Google.
Yeah.
And then all that comes with Google that's happened on the west side of town.
Yeah, I mean, 1871.
A lot of renovation of old buildings and new buildings and a brand new way to do office.
But it is exciting though. I mean, you have to be sort of invigorated by it, right?
Well, as a real estate guy,
yeah,
to see cranes again in the city that aren't apartment buildings,
mm-hmm,
is exciting.
Yeah.
Now, will we get to an overbuilt? You know, this isn't a thought leader comment. This is just experience. Of course we will.
Yeah. But it's nice to enjoy it while it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And you mentioned that it's not all office building. It's exciting to see just to the west, there's cranes here. They're building a new Apple store right on the river. So they're trying to find places to put this stuff.
Which will be fabulous. And remember, you know, we're talking about Chicago. This city architecturally is second to none. And so to watch these new buildings come up and see how they change, but in most cases improve this skyline, it is invigorating.
So when people come to you and they say, Breck, I'm thinking about doing this, moving into commercial real estate, what's your advice to people as we move forward into the next year or so? What would you tell me if I came to you and said, listen, I want to open a store, rent some space?
Well, you know, you go through the different sectors and the major development in the past several years has been apartments, and they've been urban apartments. And the question always comes up, and I'm asked a lot, is when is the Chicago apartment market going to be overbuilt? Well, that too is going to happen, but we still are seeing rents as high as we've seen, and we're seeing apartments come on board and get rented up. So I'd say we've got a year or two left on the apartment side. I would say, you know, investing on the apartment side wouldn't be a bad thing to do now, but getting out relatively shortly, and you're talking to the conservative banker, mm-hmm, wouldn't be a bad thing to do either.
Or perhaps even opening a business near those apartments.
Oh,
making sure,
for sure.
If I got space, it would be near those areas.
Which is what's happened on the west side where, you know, Google and all that, mm-hmm, that group is going. The other thing is... people ask about condominiums.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Wanda going up, which, by the way, to the best of my knowledge, is an all-cash deal. Because, you know, historically, we built condominiums that were 50% pre-sold, which means if you've got a 300-unit building, you've got 150 spec units. Well, we saw how that worked in the downturn, and banks aren't too excited to go back into it. But we've got Wanda going up. We've done a lot of, I'll use the term again in another context, infill condominiums going. And people are starting to want to own in the city the right kind of product again. Now, there are reasons why it won't be what it was historically. I mean, part of it is people want to be flexible. That's why apartments are attractive. We're not seeing the appreciation in real estate we used to see. There was a time when most of our net worths were tied up in our apartment buildings, but our ownership in real estate. We haven't seen that appreciation.
Breck Hansen, Vice President of Associated Bank in Chicago, specializing in commercial real estate. Breck, you set the bar high for all of our thought leaders to follow. We look forward to having you back in and having the rest of the team come in on a regular basis Thursdays here on 720 WGN on the Opening Bell.